Hey, sweets.
Hey, savories.
I'm Alyssa.
And I'm AJ, and welcome to the
Sweet or Savory Podcast. Welcome to the Sweet or Savory Podcast. Season 2.
Yes, yes.
We are so happy to be back in the studio, in your ears, on your
screens. We missed you, Julie and Nathan, specifically.
We missed you too. We cried every day without you.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm just so sure
you were. My gosh, it's so good to be back. It's so good to be back.
For a recap, if this is your first time tuning in, the podcast started with the debate topic, is peanut butter sweet or savory?
And of course, we debated on that question, but it was also very fun to debate not just with you, Alyssa, but with everybody online who engaged with our content and commented on our TikToks, our Reels, on our Spotify polls, you know. It was just like answers from every single perspective with every debate that we had. And it was so fun to do it for 10 episodes for our first season. But we're ready to come back for this new season.
Yeah, I loved engaging with people every time we put a new podcast in. And we're going to continue to do that now that we're restarting a new season. So check out our podcast page for past debates like, can you be friends with your ex?
Ooh, that was a really popular one. Disneyland versus Disney World.
Would you rather pause or rewind your life?
Stay tuned for future topics like, what are our relationship attachment types?
Do we have rules for dating?
And this is going to be a favorite of mine, I'm sure, but what are our top 5 favorite Disney movies?
Excited.
Ooh.
If you're watching us on YouTube, you may notice that the background has gotten a little bit of an upgrade. So we have Julie to thank for that, the lovely biophilic design.
Yes.
Thanks, Julie.
Fancy, fancy. Everyone Google it.
If you don't know what that is, you got to check out Julie's new podcast. She explains it a little bit as well. And more on that later.
Aww.
But we're very excited that
thanks, guys.
Julie now has
our very own Julie.
Our very own Julie
has her own podcast. They grow up so fast.
Please subscribe, rate, and review. Please follow us on social media at Sweet or Savory Pod and email us at sweetorsavorypod@gmail.com. Also, this is new for this season. Check us out on Kumu every week as we discuss our new episodes and debate even more on our Sweet or Savory live stream show.
And speaking of social media, today's topic, we actually received responses from you all, which was, what are your assumptions about us? And we actually haven't looked at any of the assumptions yet. We are going to blind react. And I'm a little nervous, not gonna lie, but Julie is going to read them aloud and you're gonna get our real reactions on the podcast.
Yeah, this is crazy. I mean, we just did it like 24 hours ago, so we'll see how many people respond to this.
And if you're not familiar with the what are your assumptions about us trend, it's basically a social media poll where people just put in what you think about the person before knowing them. Is that a good description?
Yeah, and then we can either clarify that or continue to allow you to assume that.
Ooh, should we play it like a game? Like, so Julie, you're going to say it, and do we want to like say true
if it's
or
correct
false?
Or false?
Yeah. Like right away?
Oh, yeah. And you both say it on 3, 2, 1 in case you might have different answers.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's
love
do that.
That. Let's
okay,
do that.
We will start off with, a super easy one. You guys should definitely agree on this.
Okay.
Okay. So this person assumes you will spontaneously sing duets with each other. 3, 2, 1
True. Yes. Oh.
True.
Yes.
True.
I do. What?
Wait, should it be true or false or yes or no?
Let's do true or false.
True or false.
True
okay.
or false. Wait, could we get like a pause before the 3, 2, 1 I felt
no.
so freaking
yeah.
sweaty.
Oh, like pressure?
Okay.
We'll just look at
you guys
other.
Can say you guys can do your own 3, 2, 1 whenever you're ready.
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe that.
Okay.
You want to elaborate on the singing one?
Sure. Yeah. Okay. So I think people assume that as singers, we sing to each other all the time, but we actually don't sing to each other in that way where we're like serenading each other. It's more like we're singing together and just like constantly harmonizing, duetting for fun.
Yes.
Not too serious.
Yeah, I would absolutely say that. I think that we do get a lot of people who ask us, even like our family, our cousins and stuff.
You're like, do you sing to each other?
You almost sing to each other all the time.
No, that's corny.
Okay, let's get a little deeper on this one.
Okay.
Hopefully you're on the same page as you are about to get married. This person assumes you both want to have big families in the future. True or false?
Ooh.
Three, two, one.
True.
Yes. Oh, right. True. Well, it depends on what you think big is, but we talked about this. Three would be ideal.
Yeah. Three would be awesome because we're both families.
Three kids.
Yeah. We're both three siblings. Three is a very important number in our family, as we've slightly talked about before. But yeah, I mean, I think about my dad's siblings. He has a ton, you know, he's like one of seven, right? And my mom is also one of, I think, seven as well.
Seven?
Is there six of them?
Wait, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you know, all our aunties in Australia.
Yeah, but I didn't put
it together. It's so fun to visit them, and they all have families, and they have grandchildren now. Like, things like that. So a big family is really awesome. Yeah.
I think I'll stick with three for now. Maybe in the future we'll change our mind.
Yeah.
Okay, the next one is you never fight or argue.
Three, two, one. False. You go first.
First, I want to say that also we're keeping like the people, you know, usually we shout people out and stuff, but we're keeping that down because we don't want people to
be put on blast.
Be put on blast for their assumptions, right? We do have some arguments.
Yes, we do. We're a normal couple that fights sometimes.
What?
I'll say if you listen to the last episode of season one,
Can You Be Friends With Your Ex?
You'll know where a majority of our fights came from for the first year to second year of our relationship. Yeah. And I think now our fights are not about the same things. Mm-hmm. And I don't think we really fight anymore. It's more like bickering or misunderstandings that happen. I would say for the first 2 years of our relationships, we did have actual like fights, not like fist fights. We did have like fights where we would like yell at each other.
Yeah.
And we learned how to argue and fight now. So it's not like a blow up.
Yeah. It's more of a communication type thing. Mm-hmm. And also we let each other know if we're like annoyed/frustrated, irritated, things like that. Like,
we're so much better about diffusing before it gets to an argument.
Yeah, before we're, you know, kind of like yelling at each other.
Yeah.
You know, and
it took like 2 years to get there, though.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, after that, the whole ex situation that we would fight about constantly, kind of, I felt like in those 2 years, it just became about, because we started living together, cleaning,
like who's responsible for what. Yeah.
So we
it
know
actually
now.
Caused a lot of stress in our relationship, but it was all like learning curves, like learning how to communicate better on like,
yeah.
Somebody has a follow-up to that. They said, when you fight, you both cry.
That's an assumption probably mostly about me.
Well, like, we have to answer it.
Yeah. Okay. Three, two, one.
True? False. We don't both cry.
No, not at the same time.
Not at the same
but there
time.
Have been times where both of us have
cried.
Cried, probably. So I guess actually, yeah, false. At the same time, if that's what the assumption was.
I feel like usually it's one or the other. So like one of us will usually break down or get more emotional when we argue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
but not at the same time. That would be kind of crazy. Not crazy, but like, I guess, funny.
Yeah, it would be funny. It would be funny.
Okay, what about this one? This one's mainly for AJ. It says, AJ secretly loves bubble baths.
Three, two, one. True.
I learned a lot about your bathing habits in last season's episode.
Unwillingly.
True. Yeah, I think maybe something that people don't know about AJ is that he is not secretly likes to pamper himself sometimes.
I'm down.
Yeah, you're down. You're down for a bubble bath. You're down for a massage. You're down for a pedicure. Like, you're not ashamed of it.
Something a little bougie about us is that we have massage memberships.
Yeah. Is that bougie?
I think it's a luxury for
sure.
Yeah,
it is a luxury.
So, you know, it's kind of an unnecessary membership to have, I would say.
Anyway. We both love bubble baths, though.
But yeah, no, bubble baths. I would say more like bath bombs. Not like...
I'm visualizing a bubble bath, like AJ like putting his robe on, getting in the tub, like rub-a-dub-dub.
Yeah, that's actually not as
that's
true.
That's not how it goes.
No, it's really... I'm down for a bath. Bath bombs or like the salt. The Epsom salt.
Ooh, yes. Epsom salts. Okay. Here's another one. I'm going to give you some slight doozies, you know, so might hit home a little bit. Okay. This one says, you both prioritize your careers so much that it takes conscious planning to make time for your relationship.
Three, two, one. True. Yeah. I think it's true, especially in the stage of life that we're at right now. I feel like we're both in hustle mode.
Yeah.
So we're always work focused. So we do have to plan out when we're going to spend time together, when we're going to take vacations, date nights, and things like that.
Yeah. I mean, there was even a party that we were invited to tomorrow, which would be fun and like a town out, like a night out in LA and Beverly Hills at this mansion. But we just had to say no because like we don't really get time to be just us.
Okay, everybody's sending in this one.
Really?
Multiple people.
What? Oh. I'm scared.
I'm going to read the nicest one, I think. Hold on. You guys have, all caps, money. but you're saving responsibly.
Three, two, one. True.
True, but not what you think.
Yeah.
I feel like... Like, I'm not going to lie, we both have good jobs, like stable careers. We do make money, but we also have a lot of expenses.
We have a lot of expenses.
So it's not like we just have like all of this disposable income that we can just like throw out. And we are in the process of hopefully trying to
get a house.
So we do have money. But we are saving responsibly and spending a lot because we have two weddings. We have like projects that we have to invest in, like the podcast and our own personal creative projects. So I would say yes with a caveat.
Right. Yeah. So when people think money, you know, because also we like
Vegas.
We do like to treat ourselves, you know.
That's true.
Thank you, Sir Nathan, for the water. We do have to treat ourselves sometimes, and we like to go all out, you know, and we'll get sushi omakase, you know, we'll have some.
We'll go to a Michelin star restaurant when we're like wanting to treat ourselves.
Yeah. But we're also, you know, aware that we also need to save for our future and stuff. And yeah, my savings personally also, I like to also have a cushion, you know, in case I don't make money from Spotify every month, which I thankfully, and I'm so grateful that people still listen to my music and my music supports me financially, you know, so I'm so grateful to be in that place. But I mean, one day, what if everything just shuts down? YouTube's gone, like everything. So I think of that all the time as well. So yeah, not to get too much into my financial situation, but...
How much money is in your bank account right now? Okay, here's another one. You guys are polar opposites with some similarities, and your opposites balance each other out.
Ooh.
Three, two, one. True.
False.
Oh. Oh. God. Oh, God. Oh.
Okay, because I'll answer first because I said false. I actually think we have more similarities than opposites, but the things that we are not similar in are like the things that we talk about on this podcast. So like we're very aware of them, but we actually do have a lot of similarities. Like we like the same things such as Disney musicals,
musical theater,
going like the same type of food, the same
bath bombs.
I'd say those things, like, you know, having the same like interests are, thankfully we have that so we can totally truly be ourselves and not be annoyed of each other. You know, I would say that would be hard if we had different interests, but, and we are going to talk about this in a future podcast. You know, our love languages are a little different. The way that we,
you're right.
You know, our personalities are, you know.
We are actually very opposite when you're thinking about it like that. I guess I'm wrong. Yeah, I think we are actually opposite.
I wouldn't say you're not wrong. You know.
Incorrect.
But yeah, interests the same. Absolutely. We're into the same things. Thank God. We both love music as we do. We were raised to love Disney and all that stuff. But yeah, deep down, again, which we will get into in a future pod.
Yes.
I just have a quick follow-up.
Yes, please.
Do you think this person said they assume that your opposites balance each other out. Do you think that every relationship should have similar interests but some opposite personality traits?
I don't think so, actually. I think it depends on what you like. So like if you like being around people that are just like you, then you're going to want a partner that's mostly like you. But if you like being challenged and if you like stepping out of your comfort zone, which I do, that's why I like AJ being like an opposite
the
of
way
me.
I am.
Because it pushes me to be out of my comfort zone in times. But I know some people don't like to be pushed out of their comfort zones, which is completely fine. So I don't think necessarily it's one right way or the other way. It's just what you want from that relationship. Because if you're fine being exactly the way you are, then that's good for you.
I agree with that.
Here's kind of another follow-up assumption from someone else. This says, AJ is the calm one in the relationship and helps Alyssa by being the anchor she needs.
3, 2, 1. True.
Yes. He calms me down when I spiral or when I stress out. Because I can get in my head a lot. And I will say you are a very stable, calm aura.
Presence,
yeah. you remain like a strong rock in the times when I need you to be.
I'm glad, babe. I mean, a quick example of that kind of recently happening was that, you know, the family group chat was kind of going through something. They were all texting, kind of freaking out about something, and I did feel like since I was kind of an outsider and I'm coming into your family group chat, that I had to just think in a different perspective than I know that everybody is thinking in. And I'm glad I got to chime in, and you know, your family trusts me enough to also be able to say what's on my mind and all that stuff. So I'm glad to have brought some peace during that time.
AJ's in our family group chat because he lives with the family.
I mean, you were in my family group chat.
I'm in your family group
way
chat
before
too. That's true.
You guys are almost family, so
so it makes sense.
But yeah, I mean, you know, when I also am going through my thing, I mean, I remember during my prep for a show that I put on called Crazy Talented Asians, I have been producing shows since I was like 14, 15. For my church, right? And like leading choirs and stuff. So putting on shows. So not just for my singer-songwriter stuff, but also for church and for choirs and different things like that. And I actually, I felt like I got this from my dad. His style is very just like, he's very strict. He's very disciplined to the book, right? He wants to make sure he'll put people
perfectionist.
He'll put people on blast, like if they're singing the wrong thing. And I was doing that at a young age. You know what I mean? And I would also get to a place where I would get, it would be like building up and it would release itself in a way where I just like scream or something, or like I get mad at the whole choir in like moments that I think of. And it happened maybe like 4 or 5 times as a young person. Mm-hmm. I had like a temper problem, you know, and it just released itself in ugly ways. And I'm like embarrassed of those moments, right? As I grew up, I didn't have that as much. But there was one time we were doing Crazy Talented Asians.
Yeah.
And I was freaking out about something because something
was going wrong
in the rehearsal.
Yeah.
And I remember I was getting to that point. I felt like I was getting to that point again. And I was like, no, I don't want to get there. And
yeah, I could see it.
You came over so fast and you're like calming me down, like with your touch, mm-hmm. and also just like asking me what I need and stuff like that. I was letting the stress get to me, but then you came and defused me. And that was like, I'll always remember that moment a lot because actually our friend Mike mm-hmm. pointed it out to us when I told him that I was going to propose to you. Yeah. And he was just like, AJ, you know, when I knew she was the one for you, I saw you freaking out in that moment. And she came and she was your rock. And it was a beautiful moment. And yeah, that was...
That's sweet.
Yeah. So the same is true for opposite. Yeah.
You guys calm each other down. You are each other's rock. How cute.
Yeah.
Okay. This one's specifically for AJ. AJ never had a plan B of not doing music as his career.
I never had one. That's the...
Yes. Yeah, so you did music and you always just planned on doing music.
Okay.
And you never had a plan B.
3, 2, 1. True. Yes. I don't remember what I watched when I was younger.
Oh, wait, I answered it. I wasn't supposed
to. You're answering about the assumption about me too. You know, I heard something, I don't know, maybe it was a YouTube video or something where it's just like, you know, don't have a plan B so then you can have your plan A. I don't know, something like that, right? But also, I was also talking to somebody. Oh, actually, Diane Paragas, our director friend who directed Yellow Rose. Mm-hmm. She's doing amazing things. When I was telling her my story, she was like, wow, so you've always known, even mm-hmm. since you were a kid, that you wanted to be a musician, you know, or make it in music or whatever that may be. And I said, yes. And I remember even in middle school, you know, doing my thing, playing piano, making music, that I did not want to accept anything less. And I did have dreams of being like in high school, especially like a Justin Bieber type musician, you know, like that kind of fame. Mm-hmm. But either way, I knew I was going to make music as a living.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, I feel really lucky.
Did you ever freak out and be like, what's happening? What if this doesn't work and then everything's over?
No, I think
I'm so jealous.
I'm lucky in that way. Absolutely. And that has a lot to do with my mom's support for us. You know, I think a good amount of people know this, but I lived at home till I was 28, 29. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? My mom I always had that to fall back on. And even though I was making money since I was 19 from music, making music because of YouTube and monetization and things like that and shows, I did not have to necessarily super fall back and not do music for a while. It's always been a part of my life. So financially as well. So I'm very, very grateful.
Yeah. I wish I had that. I always have a plan B, same. Plan C, plan D, plan E. Just because I'm just naturally anxious. Yeah.
You like infuse some of your confidence onto us?
Yeah, is it confident? I mean, I don't know. I feel, yeah, I guess it is confidence in knowing that I truly am meant to do something, mm-hmm. you know, and that has come with also, you know, the affirmation that I feel from people and that this is my thing. You know, it does happen often when I have maybe an interaction with like a fan I meet or even someone who has known me for a long time. And they're like, I see the things you're doing. Keep going. You're meant to do this, you know? Yeah. And that's happened since I was a kid. So I feel really, yeah, again, affirmed. I think that's a privilege to have for sure.
I love that. Okay, one last just fun one. And then I have some of my some of my assumptions
about
from
us?
When I first met you, my assumptions were. And some of them, I still don't know the answer. So before we get to that, this last one says, one day y'all will have a whole room dedicated full of Disney stuff.
Let's talk about this. 3, 2, 1.
True.
But true for Alyssa in a sad way.
True, because tell us about it. I know AJ's going to want a room full of Funkos, Disney stuff, Marvel stuff.
Collectibles.
All collectibles. And unfortunately, it doesn't fall within my aesthetic design. I don't know. Julie, is there a way to make Funko's biophilic design? Maybe you can help us when we move into our new place.
I'll think about it. No, I'm not too sure about that one.
I mean, I do want to say that I am, especially now that my collection has become a little more focused, I do look at the aesthetic of the box. Not that that matters to you or anything, but I don't like sloppy designs on the boxes, like not too much logos. That's why I've been collecting. I would love to have an episode about Funko Pops at some point in our lives. Maybe if they sponsor us. Yeah. But the Marvel ones, especially that I do now, I make sure it's just that logo. Even if they're vaulted, they're not available anymore. It's just that clean Marvel with a blue background.
All right. That's nice.
The Star Wars, just like very plain. It says Star Wars on it. You know what I mean? It's not like a specific show. Anyway, I'm just saying.
Okay.
We could put them in like some nice wood
shelving.
Yeah. Lots of plants.
Yeah. I think we could.
Lots of space in between them. We'll work on it.
Okay. So we did have this conversation the other day, which is why we want a 3-bedroom, because in my
ideal home, we have our bedroom, which is going to be no Funkos. It's just like all like very peaceful zen.
Of course.
And then
a Funko, like we've had a Funko that is kind of out. Go ahead.
And then a second one that I want to be our guest room that is also beautiful that we can set up like hotel bed and breakfast style. And then a third room where AJ can have his Funkos, his toys, his collectibles, and his studio
One. Yeah, so my Funkos will be in my studio, but the guest room will be still an aesthetic that
I can decorate nice and guests don't have to look at Funkos all the time.
I approve. I'll come stay in the guest room.
Okay, no, but Julie, if you had to come and stay in our guest room, like you and Nathan or whatever, I'm sure you would not mind if there were a couple Funkos on the wall.
I'm going to be honest. It really would change the feel.
That's
enough.
What I mean.
I would be like,
yeah, like it's not as, it's just not, I don't know how to explain it, but it's more of just like, and I don't mean this in an offensive way, but it just like feels like cluttery and clutter.
Okay, look, no, Julie, the cases that I have is a 3x3 and they all have, there's borders around them and the Funkos are in hard plastic cases and they're like, very expensive Funkos.
I think there is potentially a way to pull it off, but I would feel more like I was borrowing your room rather than going away to like a resort.
Exactly my point.
Okay. See,
and well, that's not
these
the
are
vibe.
Different situations. Like,
not the vibes.
Well, like if you needed a stay over, which is what I'm saying, I'm not like, I guess.
I know, but I'm just saying if it's on our future home, we're trying to cultivate a space that is welcoming for guests. We have guests.
I get you.
In our old apartment, we would have guests visit frequently, even though we only had a 2-bedroom, but we would have guests frequently. And I would stress out whenever a guest would come because we had both of our like desks
computers,
there. AJ has a bunch of music and equipment. Yeah, but I know. But even before COVID, we had like a lot of clutter. And just the Funkos, I'm sorry, but the Funkos add an extra thing that if we could just have your space be your space, then it would take out the stress and we would never have to fight about it again.
Which one of you is going to cry in this argument?
Both. It's going to be AJ because I'm going to ban his Funkos.
No.
Just kidding.
No,
banning it. Just like 3-bedroom would be ideal.
Yeah.
That sounds
good. For this reason.
Okay, So I have some assumptions about you, and I came up with this list mostly based on assumptions that I had when I first met you.
Okay.
Some of them I'm still not sure if maybe I still assume them.
Okay.
Okay. So, and maybe to preface, so I met AJ on a brand deal trip in Utah. Mm-hmm. And we had a mutual friend. That's how we met. Jake Roque, shout out.
Yeah, and it was for a BYU TV Pentatonics Christmas concert.
Yes.
Fun. So fun.
And so that's the context that we met in. I mm-hmm. knew about Alyssa, but I hadn't met you yet. And then a couple weeks later, I met Alyssa when AJ and Alyssa both came to this very studio to record the music video for that project.
Yes.
Carol of the Bells. That's when I met them. Okay, so for both of you, when I first met you, I think my first thought was, wow, they're super talented, hard workers, like go-getters. Is that a word?
Oh, go-getters, yeah.
Yeah, go-getters.
Oh, wait, are we supposed to say true or false?
Are you super talented? True. No. It's okay. That's not an assumption. Okay. Just letting you know, that's what I thought.
Impression.
Okay. Yeah, first impression. Okay, here's an assumption that I think I still have this assumption. But right away I thought Alyssa is a little bit more introverted and AJ's a little bit more life of the party, could go, go, go forever.
Three, two, one. True. That is absolutely true. I'm definitely more introverted. And I think that surprises some people. And I used to tell people that I would need my space and that I felt introverted. And they'd be like, no, you're not.
They're gaslighting you.
Yeah, no, especially in college when I was like very involved in a lot of things. But I also knew myself that I needed to like not be like that all the time, but people would immediately shut it down. So this whole time I thought I was extroverted, even though my instinct told me that I was introverted, until I finally just started listening to my own voice and doing what I needed, which
That's
was
awesome.
Taking time for myself.
That's inspiring.
And staying true to like what that voice was telling me, just like be by myself, rest, self-care. Yeah.
Some people feel like they have to, and especially you as a performer, I'm sure like, you know, your family probably make you perform at every single party, you know, the Filipino parties, like that happens all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes I feel like I still do have to push myself in moments to be more extroverted based on, you know, the work that I do, even on an everyday in my 9-to-5 job. Like you definitely have to be more extroverted when you're attending meetings then also being a performer and then being on social media, like all of that requires a little bit of extroversion, but it's not impossible as an introvert. I just know how to turn it on and when I can turn it off.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. And there's kind of a difference between being outgoing and friendly and being extroverted. Like you can be good at meeting people and trying new things, but still really need your alone time.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you know, you are the life of the party a lot of the time as well, but I know that it takes a lot out of you as well. You got to recharge for a couple days after that happens. I know,
a couple days.
But, you know, as much as I'm used to kind of hosting at home and having so many people over and bringing people together and stuff, it does make me tired sometimes too. But I would say that I wouldn't mind taking on that quote unquote burden sometimes to be like the life of the party if, you know, yeah.
To bring the energy.
To bring the energy. Or, yeah. Yeah. I'm down. I'm down to do that all the time.
We'll get into this more on a future podcast where we talk about personality types, attachment styles, love languages, and all of that, where we're similar and where we're different.
Absolutely.
I'm excited for that one. I have one more sort of personality difference between you two. This was an assumption when I first met you, and now I'm not sure, to be honest. I think I have a different assumption now, slightly. My assumption when I first met you was that Alyssa is more of the detail-oriented person and AJ's more big picture.
Oh. Oh, oh, we're voting.
Yeah, yeah. 3, 2, 1. True? False?
I don't know. I feel like I actually don't know.
Yeah, I would say that. Wow, I feel like it could swap sometimes.
It's swapped. It definitely swaps.
Weird because...
Yeah, super weird. Because sometimes I'm very detail-oriented and very particular. But then other times...
Like when we're thinking about our future.
Yeah, I'm like also like more big picture too. I'm like, oh, just forget about it. Like think about the future. Like think about the bigger picture. And like pull out... I like pull in and out.
Yeah, I guess it depends on what you, what the context of big picture is. Because, say for example, I'm making a YouTube video. I'm doing a cover with a couple people. I mess up a little bit. I'm like, that take was good because that whole take was good. So in that moment, I'm a bigger picture guy, and I'd rather just kind of like go with what is best for everybody in that situation.
Got it.
But sometimes And we've talked about how, you know, I don't think about the future as much, which is the actual true bigger picture, which is like time-wise bigger picture. I don't think about that as often.
I agree.
Yeah. But I would say we're both detail-oriented, you know, like, and we're both, like, we can both write, you know, me as a songwriter, you know, I'm very... About every single line is very important to me and my details when I'm writing. But you, when it comes to planning something like a Europe trip.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, very her itineraries detailed. Are insane.
When it comes to like, when I have like an agenda or a schedule, I'm very detail oriented. But I would say like when it comes to like bigger life things, I guess I'm not. I don't know.
Julie, we still don't know.
I still don't know.
Well, that's what I was going to say. My assumption has changed, and I feel like I've seen both of you be detail-oriented with different things. Like, AJ, you're always the one tweaking the shots slightly with the podcast and all those little details around making this happen.
Yeah.
But then, Alyssa, I've seen you really come through with a ton of details around, like, wedding planning events and, like, your job and so many other things, too.
I agree. I think because we're doing so many things, we are like detail oriented in certain areas, and then other areas we pull back on.
Yeah, it just has to do with our strengths, honestly, and what we trust each other with as well.
I'm curious to learn how that will like change and evolve over time too, because I'm sure we'll be like different in different stages of life too.
How cool that we get to like kind of talk about this and it's on record.
I know, right? That's true. We can check back in.
Yeah.
In season 5 of Sweet or Savory.
Do a little reaction.
Okay, here's another assumption. I'm not 100% sure if I assume this, but I'm just going to throw it out there. AJ gets more emotional watching movies.
3, 2, 1. True. Yes. AJ is definitely, I think you're actually more emotional than me. Like,
just in general.
In general. and definitely in movies, like, he's a crier, a big crier in like Marvel movies, in rom coms,
okay,
in family movies.
Yeah, I'll cry at an Adam Sandler movie.
I do too, though. Click really made me cry.
Yeah.
That was like a really sad movie at the end.
I think that what Adam Sandler does is like he gets at your heartstrings type thing. It's not necessarily like, you know, technically maybe a great movie, but it's really about the story. And I love a good story. Okay, y'all.
I get it. Yeah, that's a true assumption though. You're more emotional when it comes to movies.
Yeah.
I actually, AJ's made me more emotional, or I guess more in tuned with my emotions, because I used to hate crying, like hated it, would avoid it at all costs and just like leave the situation. And now I cry. I let myself cry.
Oh, got a little soft spot now. Okay, here's a current one that I have. You spend your evenings scrolling together while you're like watching something, and then you're scrolling and you're like playing Wordle and you're just sort of like sharing screens and like giggling at stuff.
That's a funny assumption. 3, 2, 1. True.
I think we do that every night, unless we're being intentional about watching a movie or doing an activity. Otherwise, we're like scrolling. No,
but you know what's funny, y'all? We're both scrolling, right? And then we're just doing it. And then Alyssa's like, she puts her phone down and she looks over. I'm still on my phone. She's like, I'm going to sleep. Like, as if she she wasn't the one also scrolling.
Okay, and then AJ chimes in. He's like, oh, everything's in your time, huh? Literally,
he says that. She like turns off the light and stuff. I'm like,
well,
even though we were both doing the same thing, but I didn't know when you were, like, you didn't say, all right, five more minutes. Like, well, I'm trying to turn off the lights.
And then I always say this. I'm like, you don't have to go to sleep, but I'm going to sleep.
So if you want to cuddle, then you better do it too.
Yeah, like, I'm going to turn off the light. If you want to still continue, you can go outside. To wrap up the podcast, thank you to all of those who contributed, from our Twitch family to our Discord, Instagram followers, our Glisten Up team, and our family and friends for supporting this podcast since season one.
Yeah, so check out our podcast episode page for more debates like, which way do you face in the shower?
Is Disneyland better than Disney World?
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Can you be friends with your ex? And other polarizing topics.
We want to thank, of course, our producers. Again, Nathan Texan behind the camera, the lovely Julie Texan, who actually has a podcast of her own that launched called The Really Pretty Good Podcast. Julie, briefly, if you can.
Tell us about it.
Please.
Yes. Thanks for the shout out. So, Really Pretty Good Podcast is all about aesthetics and wellness and how they come together, such as biophilic design, like we talked about. And so it's all different topics, mostly interviews with people sharing their expertise on an area about design or wellness or the two combined.
Love that.
Wow. That was a perfect pitch.
Yeah, I know. Like, elevator pitch.
Yeah.
Really
elevator pitch for sure. Wow. Don't forget to follow us or interact with us on social media at Sweet or Savory Pod and email us at sweetorsavorypod@gmail.com. Check us out also, this is new, on Kumu every week as we discuss our new episode, maybe show some bonus content, debate a little more about future and past topics on our Sweet or Savory live stream show on Kumu. Thank you, One Down. Thank you, Leo and Trace.
And as always, please rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast. It really helps us out. And please spread the word on social media and tell your friends. Stay sweet.
Or savory.